Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome, Prince George Pentecostal Church family, other family and friends that have tuned into this podcast this morning. As you know, we have had a lot of things change in our world over the last few weeks. Three weeks ago, I was out on vacation and got turned around, and thank the Lord I got back into Canada and into Prince George. But now I'm on my 14-day self-appointed quarantine, of which I am on day 9. So I'm still breathing, still alive, and the walls are creeping in, but all's good. And appreciate the people that have left stuff on our doorstep to help us out with some food at this time. You know, when I was a young pastor, my first year of ministry, the lead pastor went on holidays, left for 2 weeks, and left me in charge. And during that 2 weeks, one late evening, I got a call out from a family that I knew from the church, and asked me to come to their place in Richmond. And I drove out to the farm fields in the dark. I found the house, never been there before. I parked and went into the door, and I knocked, and the door opened, and a young man was there, and he was holding a shotgun. Now, in that moment, as a young pastor, I thought, okay, this could be it. And something inside me, the Spirit of God, said, as he invited me in, to go in. So I went in, and his parents, as it turned out, it was the son of the couple I knew and that had called me. And I found out that the father and son had got into a big argument, and the father had pulled the shotgun out of the closet and gave it to his son and said, you might as well use this. And as you can hopefully guess, I was able to give counsel and help in that time. Now, Tiffany, Pastor Tiffany, her first time in charge, because I had left, the world stops and closes down. So congrats to you, Tiffany. Pastor Tiffany, you were awesome and have been awesome in this time, and appreciated that had somebody so qualified and strong to be in leadership at the time when all this was taking place. You know, I realize that in this season, you know, a lot of change is occurring, and I realize that this is not going to be easy. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it. I'm not going to say, you know, that this is going to go really well for everybody. We'll get through it, no problems. Because the reality is that some of you are going to face some hard times. There are business owners that will have to make the hard choices of laying people off, or the income, is not coming in. People are not there to purchase or use your services. In a lot of cases, people will have to close their stores and businesses down. Some of us will lose our jobs. Things are not going to be like they were. And so I want to recognize that this is not going to be an easy time. But, you know, crisis has always created problems. Crisis always will. And when unexpected seasons come, that's the reality. And in those crises, in those difficulties, what we really have to realize is that crisis also brings opportunity. And opportunities for us, to band together closer to God, closer to each other, to support one another, encourage one another, strengthen each other, help each other in our time of need, because God is an ever-present help in time of need, and he's always present in our lives. He hasn't left because a crisis has come upon us. You know, opportunities, really, there is an opportunity right now for us individually to grow closer to God, but also that we would spring into action, and that we would not sit back, but we would help each other. It might not be easy because we can't go hand on hand right now, but there are ways and opportunities for us to do that in the next season, in this season of life. I'd like to read to you from Matthew chapter 7. verses 24 to 27. Most of you should recognize the story that Jesus, you know, alludes to here. But he basically says this: "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." Now, I want to use this scripture to tell you what I believe God spoke into my spirit in these last few days. This is it. This virus that's come across our world, it's probably a stepping stone to things that will change our world drastically. And, you know, we could look and say, you know, that the end times, you know, I don't believe the end times are here, but it's a stepping stone to, you know, these things taking place. And so if you want to look at the virus as the winds and the floods that are coming against us, you know, this is why we as believers have been building and growing our faith over the years. Some of you have been Christians like myself for a long, long time. So that's why we've been reading the Word of God and trusting the Word of God into our lives, hiding it as a treasure in our hearts. That's why we've disciplined our lives to pray and to seek God. That's why there's intercessors who have endlessly prayed and prayed and prayed for you and I and for the church, for God to strengthen and move in our lives. That's why we've gathered, you know, as a church together to worship and sing and praise and to pray for one another, to you know, have coffee in the foyer, to fellowship with one another, to give in the offering for the work of the kingdom of God. That's why we've had Sunday school. That's why we allow our kids and our youth to be taught and strengthened in God's ways and his word. That's why Sunday school teachers, you have taught and you have persevered over the years. This is why we've had small groups and small group ministries. This is why, you know, we have done all these things. We've done it for seasons like this, so that we will stand strong and we will stand fast in our faith, and that we'll continue to move forward, and we won't be hampered or stopped or turned back because of it. This is why we've done all these disciplines. This is for this season. That's why we memorize scripture. That's why we allow the Word of God to be implanted in us, so that we will have a strong foundation when seasons and the world changes. You know what? This is just, in my opinion, minor compared to some of the things we will face in the future. And we have done what we have done to grow our faith, so we'll stand strong now, but even more so in the days ahead, when things become even harder and more evil and more anti-God. So God, in the midst of us, we've done all of these things for us to be strong in this thing, but we've also done it for God to use us in seasons like this, that we will be light in a darkness, that we will be peace amongst the chaos, that we will be the ones that have hope in the midst of the crisis, and that we would be a testimony, an example of a people who believe and have faith and are firm in their faith because of God and what he has done in their lives. You think about people in the Bible. There's so many examples of things like this. Joseph, you know, sold into slavery, you know, put through all that he was in Egypt. And yet he was put there by God in the midst of what seemed like foolishness. But he was put there because God was setting up the time when Egypt would get through the famine, and that he'd be reunited with his family, and that God's people would be taken care of. You think about Moses, you know, growing up in Egypt, and then being running away, and then being a shepherd, and then God calling him to lead so that his people would be taken out of Egypt, out of bondage. You think about Joshua, He wasn't just a born leader all of a sudden. He was, under Moses for a long time until a season of time when God raised him. And you think about Noah, you talk about end of the world stuff. Here's a guy who for so many years just continued to be faithful to God, persevere, build the ark, and at the end of the time, have his family saved. And then David, when he faced Goliath, you take a little thing like that. Little in the sense of bigger things he did, but in the sense of the fact that God used the tools he already was using. He had practiced with the slingshot for years, protecting and just for sport. And then God used those things at that time. And that's what God is doing with the disciplines in your life. God has prepared you for a time like this to stay strong and to be a light, to be hope, to be peace, to not have fear, to be like a person like Psalm 1:3 would describe as somebody who's firmly planted, who's yielding fruit, who's prospering. And I would call us at this season to be steadfast, to persevere, because God is with us. Let me interject something here. On the second part of that passage in Matthew 7, where Jesus talked about those that don't heed the word of God and who would be like those that build a house on sand and get swept away in the midst of crisis like this. I want to just say this to you. If you feel like you're in that category, if you feel like you haven't done the things that you should have done to a point like this to really build a firm foundation in your life, I want to say this. It's never too late. It's not too late today to go after God the way that will help and strengthen your life in this season. The Bible says just earlier in that chapter of Matthew 7, to ask, seek, knock. Go after God right now. Let me use the analogy of the woman who had the issue of blood and had, for 12 years been hemorrhaging and doctors couldn't do anything and there was no hope anywhere. And that day when Jesus was going by in the crowd, she literally got to a point where she could crawl in there and reach and just touch the hem of Jesus's garment, and she was healed because of her faith. You too can be like that, that you can go after God because God's not going to forsake you for the past. God is interested in where you are right now. So I wanted to interject that because there might be some of us who feel like, why didn't I read? Why didn't I pray? Why didn't I prepare myself better for this? And the matter of the fact is you can, and God is with you and you can do it right now, today, this morning. Before I left on my vacation that got interrupted, I felt the need to preach just to remind us all of the three values that our church family holds to. They're kind of our mission statement, if you will. And is the three things of meeting with God, meeting with each other, and meeting with the world. Now, we're not going to stop these things. And Pastor Tiffany reminded me this week about this very fact, that we're not going to stop doing what our values are, but it's just going to look a little bit different in the days ahead, of course, because we can't gather at this point together like we used to be able to do so freely. But we're going to do things the same with the same value, but we're going to have to obviously do those in a different light, in a different way, and be more creative in our approach. So when you talk about meeting with God, we're going to have to practice these disciplines a little bit on our own. We're going to have to a great opportunity to learn how to be quiet before God, because we've got more time to read, to pray, to worship, sing, to praise God. And I think it's important in these times for us to praise God and to give thanks, and to, no matter what circumstance we find ourselves in, that we acknowledge that God is still sovereign in our lives. Also, when you talk about meeting with each other, it's going to look different. Sundays, it might look a lot like this. we don't know at this point what they're all going to look like. This is just the initial podcast, but we'll keep you informed as to how we're going to proceed. But it's going to look a little bit like this, where we're not physically able to touch each other, but we can see each other. There's going to be the opportunity for you to video chat with each other, FaceTime, whatever technology you have, to use that to meet with each other, to phone call each other. If God lays on your heart somebody, give them a call. If you just feel a sense that you need support, give somebody a call. Stay connected with one another. Do it in groups, do it individually. Have people in your life from the church that you can connect with and stay in touch with. And at the end of the day, we need to learn also in the midst of this to how to serve and help each other. There are people in our church family and outside of our church family that are going to need support. Maybe somebody does need groceries dropped on their doorstep. Just a myriad of things that God will help, bring to light with you to use. And also when we're talking about meeting with the world, I think this is where that we show that we're light, that we're kind, that we are willing to serve others, that we don't show and demonstrate fear. There's a lot of fear out there. There's a lot of stuff you even read like on Facebook or online. That's the kind of stuff that we need to be the opposite. We need to be the people of peace and of hope and of strength and just help people. Be creative. Think of ways to even help your neighbors or those you find when you're walking the 6 meter distance apart from downtown. But just be present, I guess, is what I'm saying, even though we can't be close in proximity. Fear, stress, anxiety, peace, or panic are real enemies, and they are going to be evident in people's lives. And we are the people that need to stay strong and steadfast and to believe and trust in God. Think about that parable, or not parable, but the story of Jesus and the disciples in the boat. And Jesus goes to sleep in the back of the boat, and disciples are awake because of the wind and the storm and the waves and the water coming in the boat, and they're all panicking and stressing and full of anxiety. And the bottom line was that Jesus was in the boat, and Jesus promised you and I that he would never leave us or forsake us. So circumstances in this world can change, and crisis can come and go, but God remains the same, and he is with you. He is with me. He's with us, and he won't leave us. And if you find yourself getting a little bit panicked or stressed or something, and you feel the need, then maybe you need to go and wake up Jesus and get his input into your life and into your hope and into your light. But God tells us to have faith, to have trust, to believe and hope because he is with us. I'm going to shift gears here just a little bit, but let me pray, and then I want to talk a little bit about life as it is right now. God, thanks for your people. Thank you for God, the fact that you have built into their lives spiritual discipline through the years, God, through the seasons for such a time as this. God, that say they could be strong, that they could have hope, they could have peace that passes all understanding. God, that your spirit would guard their hearts and minds. And I thank you, God, that you've raised them up for this season. And God, I pray you keep them strong, keep them steadfast. And God, that you would use all of our lives, God, to be testimonies of a God who is ever present in our lives. I pray for those that will face real huge crisis and obstacles in the next while, either through business, employment, God, financial need, God, other kinds of needs. I pray, God, that you will be there for them, that you will be the God who's present, and that you, God, will give them a deep inner joy, that God will be their strength and their portion and their peace through these times, and that, God, you will come to their aid and you will guide their steps. I pray, God, that we will all be able to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not in our own understanding, but that in all our ways we'll acknowledge you. And God, know that you will direct our paths. So God, thank you that you are with us. Thank you for your strength and the portion of our lives. And God, we honor you and we bless you and we thank you. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. God is good, isn't he? My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. He's our hope. Well, the Lord bless you. Now for our church family, I just wanted to give you a bit of information. One, our webpage is going to be continually updated, and PrinceGeorgePentecostalChurch.com, and all the information and updates and access you need will be from there. Our office, of course, is closed temporarily, but we're monitoring it for phone messages, email, mail. We're doing that daily. And if you need to reach us, and or if you have need, we will be getting those messages and be able to respond as quickly as possible. If you haven't received an email from me this past week, that probably means I don't have your email. And would you be kind enough to get on the webpage and email that to me, so I can have it? It's a really nice to be able to send out a big email to everybody to keep you updated. Also, we're going to continue, of course, through the season to offer spiritual and practical care. We'll be online Sundays, of course, and during the week that will also happen. I'm going to personally probably do some daily podcasts or even some group stuff where we can get together. We'll try to be creative until time will bring us back together. Some people have asked about giving, because of course the church has to continue to function. So these are the ways that you can give, and there are details that will be posted on our webpage, as well as you can contact us if you need help. But you can e-transfer from your online banking. The email for that is jodijody.pg@telus.net. You can do it online from our website and just go to the menu and drop it down and it'll say online giving and follow the prompts. You can also load the app onto your phone or iPad as well. You can text to give. The number will be on our site. You can go to the mail slot of the church and put it through the mail slot. Or if you just can't get out or any of these means, you don't have a computer, etc., we can pick it up at your request. Anything we can to help. And later on, there might be other ways as well. But for now, those seem to be the best ways. Pastor Tiffany, the staff, the board, and ministry leaders are going to continue to be here for you. And we'll continue to reach out to you and to help and keep us all moving and growing spiritually and helping practically in any ways that we can to help you. We're cheering you on. So in the next little days, like I say, everything's different for now, but that doesn't mean it's bad. It just means that we are going to learn to grow and rely and trust on God more, and to rely and trust on each other more, because we really need to support each other in these days ahead, and especially that we would pray for one another. So whether we're doing that by ourselves or if we're actually physically reaching out and praying for each other, that's where we need to be supporting one another in the days ahead. So I hope you have an amazing day on Sunday here and a great week. And you'll hear from me soon again. And let me just offer you one final word of benediction. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. I love you. God loves you. And let's do this together. Goodbye.